Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bulldogs fight song there. Back here on Sports Talk.
I don't know. To me, that was kind of weak. I mean, I don't know. What
not digging
that?
It?
No, it seemed like some South American national anthem or something. I don't know. Some foreign national. I mean, I don't know. That was like ho-hum, this and that.
All right, let's get to our guest.
Let Chrissy explain
it. I like Mississippi State, the Cowbells. Now, I do like that. I do like when that occurs.
Chrissy Floyd covering Mississippi State for Sports Illustrated. Chrissy, how are you?
Good. How are you?
We're good. So, State under Mike Leach, they showed LSU what they're capable of last year. Is it a similar team that they can come in, take on LSU and beat them?
Yeah, I mean, I have Mississippi State winning this matchup. I think that they have the edge because, I mean, when you look at both of these teams, though, they're a little bit shaky. I mean, we haven't seen steadiness and consistency from either of these teams in my eyes. But as far as back to your question, the difference between the Mississippi State team last year and the Mississippi State team this year, it's the same, but it's different because, and LSU included, these were two of the youngest teams in the conference last season. They're still two of the youngest teams in the conference, but they've made some changes. LSU, I like the offensive hires. I like the way that they're kind of going back to their national championship type of roots with those coordinators that have connections to Joe Brady. And then these guys at Mississippi State, last year, Mississippi State, I feel like they had to do away with a lot of players that they had last year because this was a team that was transitioning from, you know, like an RPO-based type scheme based on quarterback run, stuff like that, to the air raid. And so you're going to have a lot of guys who aren't bought in, a lot of guys who simply don't fit, and a lot of guys that are going to realize that they just shouldn't be there anymore. And so all those guys are gone for the most part, I think. And I think that this team has started to settle in more. I think that there are still some issues. And I think the way that Mike Leach puts it is perfect, and it's that they're good in spurts. It's like you see the ceiling and you see the floor every time they play. It just depends on where you're at. But the one thing I want to see from Mississippi State is it seems like whenever the Bulldogs' backs are against the wall, they can drive down the entire football field in like three plays and score in less than a minute. And so I want to see that foot-on-the-gas approach for the entirety of the game. And I think that if they were to maintain that the whole time, they'd be blowing people out left and right.
Now, Chrissy, how disappointing the loss, because I thought you might look at the score and you blame the defense, but you look at turnovers, you look at special teams.
No, that one play punt.
But the whole thing, Chrissy, I mean, Mississippi State or Ole Miss, they can't be losing to Memphis, because that's almost yeah. blasphemy considering the proximity. Is that correct as far as the fan base?
Yeah, I mean, I think that Mississippi State played in a way in which it deserved to lose the game, which is the penalties and the sloppiness, and then obviously that big turnover that gave Memphis momentum at the beginning. But at the same token, I believe that Mississippi State would have won that game if it was not for the inexcusable officiating errors that went on.
I agree.
Absolutely affected the outcome of the game. And so I see both sides of the coin. Did Mississippi State play sloppy? Did Mississippi State give Memphis way more opportunities than they should have? And was the score a lot closer than it should have been? Yeah, but I think that if it wasn't for those, to me, there were three different blown calls. But for that one egregious one specifically, if it was not for that, Memphis did not generate a lot of momentum on offense. That team probably would have been lucky to score a field goal from that point after that touchdown. Because, I mean, you have – the defensive touchdown, you have a special teams touchdown. A lot of the doing was not explosiveness within the Memphis offense. So I think there was a point that Mississippi State had Memphis where it wanted it, and I think that Mississippi State deserved to win the game in the end just based on those calls.
Chrissy, Bobby and I were talking about this. I think total offense, was it like 270 yards total offense Memphis had? Memphis is a team that goes up and down the field, up and down the field. Mississippi State defensively played well enough to win, but it was the turnovers, the bad call, whatever.
Special teams.
Special teams. My thing about it is, man, when you're going to look back at this season and say, how the hell did we lose to Memphis? Because defensively, while there may not be a great defensive lineman like we've seen in the past from Mississippi State, defensively, I was impressed with what they did to really slow down a high, kind of high pass, high-paced offense of the Tigers, who they want to go up and down the field, almost like a track meet, and catch you in a speed game. And they did a good job of slowing that down and kept Mississippi State in the game.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think that, I mean, I think that Memphis was more inconsistent on offense than that would suggest, though. I think that just based on the way that the defense did, that they were able to slow Memphis down to where the Tigers didn't look like they had. There were a few drives in there, but the Tigers overall didn't look like they had a tremendous amount of momentum on offense. And I think you brought up that number of about 200 yards. I actually looked at that this morning. It was 246 yards, I believe, somewhere around there that they were limited to. But, yeah, I mean, the defense has done a really good job. I think as far as the offense, if you want to look at the other side of the ball, I think one of the main issues is that, as Mike Leach said, we talk about Will Rogers like he's a veteran. This was his ninth start. And I think that he's holding the ball too long right now. And I think that if he can let it go faster, I mean, if you look at any given play at the time that he should have released the ball, there's typically a lot of different guys open, and it's going to be a big, huge gain every single time. So I think there's two ways to look at that. It's kind of like, well, this guy needs to be releasing the ball faster, which is true. But at the same time, he's not a seasoned veteran, so he's still going through those kind of growing pains of a younger quarterback, and we have to give him a certain amount of grace. So it's kind of a weird position to be in. I think that he needs a little bit more time, but there are definitely some notable issues there, and Chris, it's definitely affecting the explosiveness of the offense.
Chrissy, one of the things, when you're going to play against LSU and that pass rush is going to get to you, he better not be holding the ball too long, because even with Andre Anthony out for the season, the one saving grace we've seen really develop the last couple weeks has been LSU's aggressiveness up front and ability to put a pass rush with four guys. And so when you can get four guys to get a pass rush and drop seven in coverage, that helps. But one thing I do give Mike, he wrote the blueprint that every team used against LSU last year, those crossing routes. He wrote it, and every team almost took it and said, that's what we're going to do. And you were covering LSU last year, so you saw it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of funny that you mentioned that, because I'm actually about 2 hours out from Iowa Wesleyan right now. I'm visiting up there for a few days and coming back and covering the game. And as you may know, Iowa Wesleyan's where the Air Raid was founded.
Right.
So, I mean, I've been studying that offense for about a year now. But, yeah, I mean – the crossing routes were effective, and I think this offense is effective, and it doesn't surprise me that other teams were using it as a bit of a blueprint.
Now, Chrissy, when I look at, obviously, the LSU cornerbacks, everyone gives them credit, the duo of cornerbacks. What is your take when you look at the Mississippi State's cornerback duo, considered, I think, amongst the best in the SEC? When you're looking at Martin Emerson and Emmanuel Forbes.
Yeah, I think those are two really talented guys, still younger guys that are coming into their own. And I had said this ahead of the season, that it is a very highly contested battle between LSU and between Mississippi State for who is going to look more like DBU this year as far as those duos go. I think that Mississippi State's secondary just in general is stacked, and I think it's going to be a really interesting storyline to follow in this matchup just because of how strong both of them are, and the fact that this game could very well come down to turnovers, because I think it's going to be a close one.
Chrissy Floyd, Mississippi State Bulldogs, covers the Mississippi State Bulldogs for the Sports Illustrated. And Chrissy, Mike Leach, has his character been revealed in terms of who he is yet to Mississippi State in terms of some of the wild conversations or rants he got kind of goes on about aliens and Bigfoot.
Well, and he's a pirate. Has he ever, to me, he needs to do a video being a pirate and just, I don't know, clanking the cowbell. And if he does that, to make that a part, that would go over huge.
Yeah, I started talking to Mike Leach about somewhere, I would say, between a year and a half and 2 years ago, whenever I was covering Anthony Gordon ahead of the draft. So I've had a lot of different conversations with him. But, I mean, he went off on something about the difference between ham and turkey the other day and the consistency. I don't remember exactly how the conversation went. But, I mean, I think that he's been the same guy forever, and that's continued to show up in Mississippi State.
He doesn't like turkey?
Well, he does like turkey, and as a matter of fact, I think he prefers it more now because he said that something about the consistency of ham, like every once in a while, you'll get like some with like some gel and the gristle and stuff.
He's against the ham, he's for turkey.
Yeah, well, because turkey is, and I agree with this, turkey is typically a safer bet than ham. Like if I'm going to grab a sandwich from like a random place and I'm not familiar with the meat itself, then I'm probably going to reach for the turkey because I just feel like I agree with that there. You don't know. Ham comes in several different consistencies. Turkey, not so much.
Well, I'm going with the potted meat, and I know I don't know what the hell's in that.
No, you don't know what's in there.
Yeah. That's a fishing trip, potted meat.
Chrissy Floyd covering Mississippi State for Sports Illustrated. Chrissy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Chrissy.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much, Chrissy.
All right.
11 o'clock kickoff, State and LSU right here.
That goes to show how far you have fallen.
Yeah, 11 a.m.
kickoff.
No, when you're playing at 11 o'clock on the SEC network, you're kind of like Vanderbilt in Missouri. that's not sugarcoated. When you play at 11 o'clock. Now, I don't want to poo-poo on this parade, but Deuce is probably doing that game, isn't he?
I don't know. We'll find out.
We're going to find out.
No, the reason Deuce, I know back-to-back, he did 11 o'clock games. Now he's, getting experience, going to go up on the pedestal and go up. But Deuce is probably doing that game, Christian. I don't know, but I bet he is.
Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, Christian Garrick, Eric Clapton taking us out. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.